There's no possible.
In May.
Gretchen, tell me when we're ready. Alright. We're going to go ahead and get started with our council meeting. It's Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, starting at 7:00 p.m. And we are meeting at the Coastal Community Center. We are going to start with a pledge led by Stephen Sarasso and then the invocation of the other myself.
Please repeat the pledge of allegiance with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the opportunity that we have to meet together as a council to discuss the needs of our city. We're grateful for this beautiful community in which we live, and we ask you to bless us as we're discussing the items on the agenda tonight, that our hearts and minds will be open, that we can do what is best for those who live in Cedar Hills. And we pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, moving on to item number 2 is an approval of the meeting today. If someone would like to make that motion.
I will move that we approve tonight's meeting's agenda.
Motion made by Councilmember Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll move on to item number 3, which is the public comment portion of our meeting. Is there anybody here who wanted to speak during public comments? Okay, then we will close the public comment portion and move on to the city reports of business, starting with Mr. Goodman.
So if you look behind you, you can see our beautiful new driving range net, which we love. It looks great. They did a great job. So we're excited about the driving range finally being open now. If the weather would just cooperate with us for a little while, we might actually have more golfers. So now golf's been doing great, just dealing with a lot of bad weather. We have T-ball and coaches pitch registration that just closed for the rec department, and both of those programs have completely filled up. We're excited about those programs. Lacrosse, though, has been down, and so staff is going to be evaluating whether or not we continue to offer that service to the residents, as we have not had the registration that we've had in the past. We're getting ready for the family festival. It's just around the corner, so if you haven't bought tickets, please come by the city office and buy some tickets. We still have registration open for summer science camp, bowling camp, Lego summer camp, and our golf camps. And then as part of the family festival, there is a pickleball tournament, and there are 77 teams registered for that, so we're excited about that. And then on the city schedule on June 11th at 7 o'clock here in this building, there will be a public hearing for the Mill Ditch Project. That is the ditch that's adjacent to holes 9 and 10 on the golf course. It's a Pleasant Grove Irrigation Company ditch. June 11th at 7 o'clock. They'll be presenting their environmental impact study for piping that ditch, yes, here in this building. We met with them today and expressed some of our concerns and some of the issues we may see arising from that project, but please put that on your calendars, as it should be an informative event. That's all I have.
Thank you. Councilmember Anderson.
I just wanted to say some of my family and I attended the day of service on Saturday, looked at the roundabout. It was great. It was a fabulous turnout. And Boyd did a fabulous job organizing that, and I think a lot of great projects were finished, and I'm just really happy to have been a part of it.
Wonderful, thank you.
Boyd said it was a great turnout, and especially because there was some rain, which I think it actually cooled things off and made it a more pleasant working conditions. But it was a really good turnout, and we got a lot of good service done.
Thank you. As far as my updates go, I do have, I'm sure several, but I've been out the last couple of weeks, and so I need to get caught up on my notes, and I will just send those to you via email. Other than I did want to let you know that in my Forest Service meeting a few weeks ago, they did indicate that they are almost ready to have a new online program where people can go online and purchase their entry passes to American Fort Canyon, and then just stick it in windows so you don't have to stop at the gate, which would be fabulous. So as soon as they have it up and going, we will communicate that to our community so people know that they can try to pass that station. But I will get all of my notes typed up in this email to you, which is in all the ways tonight. Councilmember Ellsworth.
Nothing at this time.
Councilmember Betts. All right.
So other than that, I really would like to just echo what everyone said about Boyd and I thought it was a great job. I mean, if you look at what they did, that morning was great.
Good.
Well, the people that don't know, they replanted some of the flowers and things that the main round about it in Senior Drive, and then forgot about it by the golf course. They have the whole road there, kind of kitty shaped kind of trees and and I think we're still trying to get some money for curbing and stuff. And then there's a trail coming up to the highest part, too, which is just going to be amazing. So, the young woman and I made her spread that here. So, yeah, no, they went out there. They were great.
I know that runabout's been on the list for a while. They wanted to see you buy that.
It's all over.
Okay, so we'll move on to our scheduled items and public hearings. The first one, item number 6, is a review action on Chamber of Commerce membership.
As you're aware, the city has been approached by 3 different Chambers of Commerce over the course of the last few months. In terms of wanting their membership, the city, I'll be honest, we've met with them, and I guess it's just my lack of understanding of what exactly the city's role in Chamber of Commerce is, and exactly what the time commitment from the staff is, or the obligations towards meetings, or go to breakfast, lunches, whatever it is. It's unclear to me exactly what the absolute benefit is to the city. I understand what the benefit of the Chamber of Commerce is to the businesses, the home-based businesses offering various services. But we've been approached by 3 different groups. American Fort was the first group to approach us. We've also been in discussions with the Point of Mountain Chamber of Commerce, which is Lehigh and Eagle Mountain. And then the Pleasant Grove Linden Chamber of Commerce came and met with us, came and met with the mayor and I. So there have been 3 different groups that have approached the city. And I think that we do have a lot of movement in our commercial zone right now, with some, you'll see dirt moving down there with the Gateway project here shortly. But I think it also offers great services to the home-based businesses that are in the city. Our membership, my understanding of it is of the Chamber of Commerce, is our membership in the Chamber of Commerce doesn't preclude them from joining any Chamber of Commerce that they wish. So just because we choose Chamber of Commerce A doesn't mean that they can't choose Chamber of Commerce A, B, and C. So you've had the presentations given to you by the various chambers and what was offered and what was required of the city. I believe the American Fort asked us to be trustee members, which would then be $5,000 per fiscal year. I believe that the Pleasant Grove Chamber, their trustee membership is also $5,000. However, they said that they would recommend us being gold members, which was $750 per year. But they offered that if you don't understand what the benefit of the chamber is to the city, then you can come and do it for free for a year. Point of Mountain made that same offer. So those are the 3 offers that are on the table. So I think that there's still a lack of understanding on my part, especially about what it is exactly that the city's role in the chamber is and what we would be doing. So I think that's my concern. What questions from the staff, from the council, can we answer?
I'm just going to echo what Mr. Goodwin said. We've spoken about this multiple times. I think American Fort did a great job of setting up the Lone Peak Business Alliance and engaging the businesses in our community. They seem to be gaining some momentum there. I think I share that question. So even after having met with all 3 chambers of what, if we as a city join, what benefit does that provide to our residents, to the city as a whole? there may be one there, but I'm just not seeing it because we haven't participated up until this point with any particular chamber. So my recommendation to the council would be, it's my understanding as well that any entity or city can join multiple chambers, and so my recommendation to the council would be to join the two that are willing to let us try it out for a year, and we can see what exactly the chamber does, and then if it makes sense for us, if we feel like there is a benefit to us, then we can reevaluate all three of them again next fiscal year and decide if we have, if we want to run that as an option. But I'm kind of at the same place where Chandler is, where I'm still unclear as to what benefit there is for the city to participate as a paying member. So that would be my recommendation, but I'm open to suggestions or any input from the council.
Something that just occurred to me, if our membership in any one chamber, I don't think precludes us from letting the business owners in our community know what options are available to them specifically.
Right.
So letting them know that there is a Lone Peak Business Alliance, there is a Work Chamber, and that there is a Point of Mount Chamber, and that there are resources available to them to help them in their business. So I think that there's still options the city can do to point people in the direction, no matter what direction it is the city, if any direction at all, there's still options the city can do to help business owners in this area.
Absolutely. I know several of the banks join all of them,
yeah,
because they have customers in all of those cities. So.
Thoughts,
comments? Sorry, go ahead.
I would assume that our involvement would hopefully be along the lines of maybe educating what the city feels all about for doing business in the city.
Yeah.
There would be a way to facilitate that, but other than that, it's hard to really see assets, but I would be interested in testing the waters to see how that those relationships build and what the difference is down to our community.
I agree. Testing the waters is a good idea, and I think free membership is the best way to go. Let's see it. Let's use it for a year, both of these free memberships, and see how it will help the city, and if we feel like it's beneficial, then next year let's talk about becoming members. But I think it'd be a good idea on our website to give, you know, have a little section for Chamber of Commerce and link to each one, so our residents in the city can decide if they want to join a chamber and find out what they have to offer.
Well,
is that possible?
Yeah, there is. I think we can even go one step further, and if the materials are provided to the city from the Chamber of Commerce, whether it's Stone Peak, American Fork, Linden, whoever, that they wanted to pass us to hand out or make available on our website. When we get business license applications and we send them a business license, you know, simple list, it shouldn't be too difficult to put in there and say, here's some options, here's some things that can help you as a business owner. So I think there's things that can be done in that regard from the city's end to help grow our own businesses here.
So I know we have Andres, PG,
Merit Board.
So both are, they, on their flyers, they will say the same thing about the golf thing. But is that a proposal then? It's like, so if you're a member of the chamber as a trustee membership, you would get two. Is that a perk you're offering for that membership? I'm not sure I understand that.
The golf, you get golf on their corporate pass at that course. So I believe American Fork Chamber has a corporate pass to
Fox. Oh, so they have a, that's your pass.
Yes, yeah, so you get a golf on their corporate
pass. That's already the perch or whatever, negotiated or whatever.
Right.
I mean, if that's the sort of thing we do, maybe sometime in the future we could consider trading some of the, you know, if it works. I'm happy to try it on a trial basis, but maybe we could work out some of the pass or fees or something like that. I don't know.
We've discussed the option of, you know, we have a golf course.
You know? Right, but is this our course or is
no,
this,
no,
this is Fox Holler? Oh, okay.
So,
but maybe we could do the same thing though. I mean,
So we've talked to them about, you know, if we're members of the chamber, we would like to possibly look at the option of having a chamber pass here.
Yeah.
Because we have something we feel like we can show off and we can work out and we want people to come golf. So we've had that conversation.
And we certainly are not full on our golf course yet. I mean, it's getting better. I mean, I was there last night.
No, the weather hasn't really cooperated.
The weather hasn't really cooperated, but it was decent, and Wade told me that he'd already sent out 100 something.
No, the weather's been good. I mean, we've had a lot of people here. It's been great.
Yeah, anytime the weather's good, I think we're pretty busy, but we're certainly not at capacity.
And I think two of the three, they were open to that option.
Yeah.
In the
I mean, it's an idea.
Some of those cost us cash.
If it makes sense. I mean, it might make sense.
And that might make sense. That might be something that's worth pursuing.
I speak over you, Brian. Do you have anything with that?
No, I think it's all the same. Thank you.
All right, so I will take a motion.
Good. Appreciate
it. Come on.
So one of the issues of being first present is you give your information, everybody else comes in and says, all right, we're going to run up yet. So we've had discussions, and we've intimated in our emails and our conversations that we're willing to do a trial membership as well. We're in the fourth chamber. So we just know that a lot of times when someone offers something for free, you get what you pay for. So we've been actively trying to show, hey, you're going to get value already. And so we have been out there knocking on the door, and we have been out there. And so if you feel like, well, let's take a year to see how it goes, great, we're willing to work with you. And you can find the worker good to work with. Yeah, we did send an email today that talked specifically about the altar and hands on. As we continue to be in memberships, that we want to be able to utilize this golf course as well. So, anyway.
All right, thank you. That's great.
So the three we're talking about, so American Fork, Swirling Lettuce, have an option for a year to see how it works. Is it American Fork, Point of the Mountain, and T.G. Linden?
Those are the three that we're going to test.
I'll get to make a motion to authorize the mayor and staff to negotiate membership in Point of the Mountain, Pleasant Grove Canyon, and American Fork Chambers of Commerce, and direct staff to prepare a budget change to accommodate all necessary expenses if necessary, subject to conditions of us being able to do a basic trial for a year.
Motion made by Councilmember Ellsworth. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Councilmember Anderson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So we will move on, and we will reach out to you guys on that. Move on to item number 7, which is a review action on a resolution indicating the intent of the city of Cedar Hills to adjust the common boundary of Pleasant Grove City for the Clark and Van Zandt properties.
Mayor, and both of the groups are here, Clark and Van Zandt.
All right. At the end of the presentation, if there is something that you would like to say, just let me know.
Okay, so as was discussed briefly in the work session, we have two applications to adjust the common boundary between Pleasant Pleasant Grove. Two residences are adjacent to one another. They live on Canyon Road. Just to give some context, it's these two homes right here. Zoom in, you can see that their frontage is on Canyon Road. The issue here was that there was a septic tank that was failing on the Clarks. And where they're within the state mandate, 500 feet of the sewer line, the state requires them to hook up rather than to dig a new septic system. And as the septic systems fail, they become more and more difficult to maintain. And when they boundary adjust, we work with them and Pleasant Grove on getting them connected to the city sewer system and getting the impact fees paid, which I believe they both have beneficial connections. So, please, Jeff, one. And so we would require that the Clarks and Van Zandt still need to pay that portion of the impact fees for the sewer. But in order to connect to the city's sewer system, we do require that they make application to boundary adjust into Cedar Hills from Pleasant Grove. So that's the application. It's just a resolution of intent tonight. It's not the actual ordinance. It starts a clock. It starts a timetable with us and with Pleasant Grove notifying, doing public notices on the intent to boundary adjust, and then there can be challenges to that boundary adjustment made to the cities and moved to the state. But as has been indicated from Pleasant Grove, we don't anticipate any challenges from them on this. So, with that being said, any questions I can answer on these two items?
I missed the work session.
Yes.
Is it three or two?
Two homes. It's just this home and this home. These two properties right here. And this one has a red triangle around it. It's just because that's what I tapped out.
Chandler?
Yes.
There is a piece of the road.
Yes.
It comes with us.
We did talk about that at work session, is that we did request them in their boundary description of what is to be adjusted. There's two homes. And then this portion of Canyon Road here, so we don't create an island of Pleasant Grove Canyon Road. It does not change the city's obligations on what we are currently doing on Canyon Road, which is...
Is it currently in our right way at this point? Is it in the state right way at all?
Where you're, what is it, what is
the portion of the road?
So, no, I mean, it is.
Does it really matter if it's right way or not?
Well, it's county, but eventually Pleasant Grove's portion will be turned over to them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's less that Pleasant Grove will maintain, but
are you the house? The tax equipment lateral, and I said, you know, it's, you're on, it's pretty steep right there, and then the lateral's tall. Is that the one? Or is that
it? There's two homes on Canyon Road that have construction on them. So ours,
I think it is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you put it in about a month and a half ago or something like that.
Yeah, well,
it's like the one.
Has it been actually?
Your garage door.
Yeah, I am. That's one.
The house, it's down the road. There's one further south, which is down by the canal crossing. That one is already, or is already a series.
It's right behind the mic.
Or
it's over that
area. Oh, yeah, that's your house right there.
Any questions on this resolution? Has Pleasant Grove passed the resolution yet?
I believe they've started the process. I don't think they passed the resolution, but we were waiting for them to start. So I believe they
can they run the south finish?
We try to. It's, I believe it's 60 days from the resolution that you can pass the ordinance that actually does the boundary adjustment. Colleen is our local expert on this, and she's on so she can answer any questions that they have on this.
Well, that cleans up one night, probably, because everything around that is city built.
Mm-hmm. It helps. There's still a long way to go.
Every time I look at that map, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Whatever.
Anything that the families wanted to add? Okay. Any questions from the council? Then I'll take a motion.
I will make a motion that we approve resolution 05-21-2012A.
2019.
Oh, sorry. 2012. That was 7 years ago. 2019-A. A resolution indicating the intent of the City Council of the City of Cedar Hills, Utah to adjust the common boundary with Pleasant Grove City, Utah, authorizing a public hearing thereon and providing for notice of said hearing.
I have a motion made by Councilmember Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilmember Geddes. This is a resolution, so we roll call. Councilmember Geddes.
Aye.
Councilmember Ellsworth.
Aye.
Councilmember Miller.
Aye.
Councilmember Anderson.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We move on to item number 8, which is a review action on an ordinance amending language in Title 1 of the City Code.
Our Title 1 of our City Code really covers the form of government, it covers the administration of the city. It sets out.
Can I pause you for 1 second?
Please.
Don't feel obligated to stay. It's not necessary. Can you watch?
Do we have to go to Pleasant Grove City
we'll
to do any vote
this day? They should be, Pleasant Grove should be doing something very similar in passing a resolution with the intent to validate us. So they should do it. So we'll watch their agendas and we'll be in touch with them on their status. So we'll be in touch with them as well, making sure that they're doing the process as well.
Sorry.
Someone just gets excited. So Title 1 is really the city's administrative code. I mean, it lays out the groundwork for how the city's going to run. There's a number of places within the city code that references gender, whether there's two types of ways it references gender. One is in the masculine form, he, him, and his, and the second way is both. It says he slash she or him slash her. And it's not congruent throughout Title 1. What we're proposing tonight is to make Title 1 congruent and making all references to gender be both in feminine and in masculine. And so it'll say he slash she, him slash her, wherever those records have been on the timeline. You can see that there's a number of them in the packet. Most notably, under ordinances, resolutions, and procedures, the city manager description has a couple of references to he, and then and the powers of duties of the city manager references he, she quite a bit. So each one of those sections that's in the packet has a reference to he, she. The change does nothing to change the way the code is administered. It does nothing to change any powers or duties or anything other than adding the feminine gender under the office. So it's really just a clear.
It was my opportunity to just absorb all this power. Any questions?
Well, it's not redlined, so the corrections are made, right?
Corrections are made. It's not redlined. The document that you were doing was being very difficult to work with.
Because as I read it, it said his and her.
Yeah, so this is the new code. So anywhere it says his, her, it used to say just his or he. So we added the feminine pronoun.
It'd be nice to have our mayor finally recognized under
after 2 years.
Yes, I know. All right, then I will take a motion.
Well, I'll try it again.
Correct.
Go for it. I would like to make a motion to approve ordinance 05-21-2019A, amending language in the Cedar Hill City Code Title I with no changes.
All right, I have a motion by Councilmember Anderson. Is there a second?
Okay.
Second by Councilmember Miller. Councilmember Geddes.
Aye.
Councilmember Ellsworth.
Aye.
Councilmember Miller.
Aye.
Councilmember Anderson.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We move on to item number 9, which is review action and resolution adopting the municipal wastewater annual report. Let's move on.
Yes, Mayor and Council, staff is prepared and submitted the municipal wastewater annual report. As part of that report, but that we also acknowledge when the report was entered the city council for council's review and approval. The report is for the year 2018. We had no sewer backups or flooding overflowing during that year, so we were successful there. The only other change that has come about was the method that they used to report this, and that they also requested our capital project proposal for the next 6 years. And we completed our capital projects during the 2018 year, so we do not have any at this time. Are there any questions concerning the report?
So the work that's being done for the new park, that's not a capital project?
Not a sewer capital project.
Because it is a sewer line.
There is, but it's not a major capital project. Part of a larger capital project.
Because it's just not, it's basically
it's a sewer lateral versus a main line. So. And we do report the additional new main lines that will be coming up. That will be in next year's report for like Cedar Canyon, over there it is, and we'll report to have new main lines and connections. In 2018, we have new lines in Canyon and Road as part of the family project. We completed the new subdivision developments aren't our capital project, so there's no recognition of that.
Any questions on the report? And we can have our session as well. All right, I ask for your motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 05-21-2019, the resolution approving the 2018 municipal wastewater cleaning program slash system evaluation.
A motion by Councilmember Ellsworth. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Miller. Councilmember Geddes.
Aye.
Councilmember Ellsworth.
Aye.
Councilmember Allen.
Aye.
Councilmember Anderson.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We'll move on to the final item, which is review action on resolution adopting specified descriptions of fireworks and open fires.
So as we enter fire season, only May, we want to be cognizant of the dangers that are posed to our community. This is going to be a unique year for us in that half of the year will be with Long Peak, and then on July 1st, we'll switch to American Fork. A couple of years ago, we adopted ordinances that outline what the fireworks code is going to be in the city of Cedar Hills, and we adopted the 6-foot map, which is the one that's on the screen here. The map here on this graph says that fireworks scenario is not limited to 100 feet. That's not correct. It actually should say non-stationary fireworks in areas not permitted within 200 feet, and then that would be congruent with what city code is. But we wanted to do a resolution that recognized that this year we recognize that there's a danger to the community with fire, but also that there's going to be a shift in jurisdiction who runs the point on those fires. It's going to be American Fork starting July 1. And so this resolution really is just a minor housekeeping. Not changing any of the fireworks restrictions that we have put in place for once in the last 2 years. Any questions? We're going to update this map and send it out to the community, make sure that they're aware of the parts of purchasing fireworks, to make them aware of what the restrictions are in their areas. What questions can I answer on this issue?
I do have a proposed wording change for the resolution. It talks about, it's in section one, it says efforts to limit, this is the third sentence, efforts to limit risk, fire risk by the restriction of all fireworks and all open persons in Europe. That's not what we did. So I think instead of saying, where it says efforts to limit fire risk by, I think you should change it to say following the guidelines listed in ordinance, whatever that ordinance number was. We just go back to that ordinance and that, because we do allow fireworks on the east side, just not
To approve resolution 5-21-009C, affirming support for firework restrictions that were approved in 2017, subject to what the mayor said. Do you have that already? Do you want to spell that out again?
You wrote it down.
Yeah. Okay, what the mayor recommended.
Motion by Councilor Addison, is there a second? Second by Councilor Ellsworth.